You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Sappi Limited released their full year's results for the fourth quarter and year ended September 2025 at 8 o'clock this morning. The numbers point to a 3.1 billion rand loss for the financial year. Despite this, the share price was up a little over 4%. I'm joined on the line by the Sappi Chief Executive Officer, Steve Binney, to take a look at the performance of the business and see what we make of it. Steve, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I want to start with your initial thoughts and reflections around the year that was. Some of the highlights, some of the lowlights. How do you reflect on the year?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy, and thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, look, it's been a tough year. The macroeconomic conditions were very weak. Interestingly, we started the year pretty strong, and then our year begins in October, and the October to December quarter was pretty good. But thereafter, we just came up against a number of headwinds, the macroeconomic challenges. Then we had all the noise around tariffs and the global trade tensions. We're significantly exposed to Europe. We've got a big operation in Europe. The European economy has been subdued for a number of years. In fact, it's never truly recovered from COVID. So we had all these macro headwinds, and ultimately it impacted the selling prices for most of our major products. So, that was challenging. Perhaps the biggest driver of the lower profitability relates to our dissolving pulp business, and we'll probably get into more detail on that. But the selling prices for that alone dropped over $100 a ton, and we sell 1.3 million tons, and that alone had a dramatic impact on our profitability. On the highlights side, I think we've taken initiatives to control our costs. We completed a major project in the US during the year, and we're very excited about that. And that's going to increase profitability as we move forward. The investment cycle that we've been in is now behind us, and there's a strong focus on debt reduction and cash generation as we move forward.
Now, obviously, operating in such a difficult environment has its own sets of challenges. Steve, I want to get a sense of what the business has done from a strategic point of view to understandably control the things that you are able to control. I see there are some areas within the business and some segments within the business that fared better, and there are some measures that you've put in place. Take us through just what the year has allowed for the business to look at strategically going forward.
Yeah. Look, strategically, historically, Sappi has been a graphic paper business, and obviously with the shift towards digital and away from the traditional uses of graphic paper, magazines, newspapers and the likes, that has put pressure on us. And we've tried to focus and transform the business away from that towards growing segments. And the two broad areas that we have been making investments in over a number of years is firstly dissolving pulp, which goes into textiles. It's a product that competes with cotton and polyester, which do not have the same environmental footprint. So this is a greener product, and we're very excited about the growth prospects. And then on the packaging side, there's been a strong shift away from plastics to paper, once again because of the sustainability green story, and we've been making a series of investments there. It's not something that you can transform overnight. It takes time, it takes investments, but the business is in a much better place from a product mix perspective than where it was, say, 10 years ago. At that time, we were 80% graphic paper. Today, we're less than 40%, and we'll probably be 30% in the next year or two ahead. So this year was another important step in that direction. We made the investment in the US at our Somerset, Maine mill, a big investment for us, $500 million. It's been very successful for us, and we're very excited about the prospects going forward. We are a very strong domestic producer in North America, in the US. Obviously, there's been lots of noise around tariffs, and there've been a lot of negative implications for Sappi being a global producer. But the fact that we are a domestic producer in the US has created significant opportunities for us.
Steve, I want to take a look at some of the other line items from a balance sheet perspective and just get your thoughts around what the balance sheet looks like. I know there were some special items that reduced your earnings by just over $150 odd million, but there's also some increase from a debt perspective. There were some issuances of some new bonds as well. Take me through how some of these movements have now allowed you to reposition the balance sheet to tackle what lies ahead in the new year.
Yeah, let me take the key ones in turn. I mean, firstly, the special item, what we call special items, that predominantly relates to impairments that we've taken. And in your opening comments, you referred to the loss that we made. The loss is not an operating loss. It relates to the impairments that we made. And it's primarily in Europe. Europe, as I touched on earlier, is a challenging place to do business. We've been cleaning up our asset portfolio and taking write-downs and closing assets are not profitable anymore. That's a proactive process that we've been going through and matching our capacity to the demand that is out there, and we've taken our pain. On the debt side, as I've touched on already, we did complete the big project, and that's the main reason for the increase in debt. Those projects are now behind us, and our number one focus over the next 2 or 3 years is to reduce debt. We're going to be focusing on efficiencies. As I said already, we're taking out costs, but it's not just Europe. We're looking at all our operations, focusing on efficiencies and cost containment. And all of those initiatives combined, you know, we're confident that we can pay down debt over the next 2 or 3 years, and that it has peaked. Specifically on the bonds that you referred to earlier in the year, we did have to refinance. We had some euro bonds that were maturing in 2026, and we took the opportunity to refinance those with new bonds, euro bonds, which are maturing in 2032. So that was a very smooth process, and we got lots of support from the bond investors to complete that transaction.
Steve, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on going into 2026. Obviously, the challenging times could very well persist. Some of these things are well beyond businesses' control, and it's important to stay focused and stay the course with your own strategy. How are you feeling going into the new financial year?
Yeah, you're right. The challenges are still out there. There's still lots of noise about the global tariffs and trade flows and the likes, and some of the major economies continue to underperform. We do think things will progressively get better as we move through 2026. We've already seen a little bit of positive price movement in dissolving pulp, for example. But I don't think it's going to be a sharp recovery. It's going to be gradual. But ultimately, you know, we do think things will improve. And we've got the ramp up of the new machine that we've got. That's going to give us it's going to give us an extra 250,000 tons of volumes, which will have a material impact on our profitability. But as you say, it's a strong focus on what we can control. We do think market conditions will improve in time. But at the moment, focus on internal measures that we can control, keep the costs under control, make sure we maximize production and operational efficiency.
Focusing on the controllable aspects of a business and still keeping in mind the bigger picture, that is what Sappi Limited intends to do going into the 2026 financial year. All the best to you, Steve, and the team. We look forward to catching up as the year progresses. Steve Binney, Chief Executive Officer of Sappi, joining us to take a look at the year that was.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.